And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal so far on down beyond Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, number one out the gate is going to be go woke, go broke, but I got to say, we just got a text. Butters, you'll be happy to know, John from Huntsville. Welcoming you to the show. He says, welcome to Right Side Radio, Butters. This show is always finding new ways to make me hungry. So, yeah. Thank you, John. Appreciate you out there. Allison from Madison says, Babylon Bee, corporations paint rainbows on the doorposts so woke gangs will pass them by. I saw that. I saw that one. That was classic. Allie from Athens said, let us remember the rainbow was only supposed to be a promise of mercy, not a political symbol. This annoys me, and it would annoy me even more if I wasn't a believer. It would annoy me even if I wasn't a believer, she said. You're so right, Allie. All right, listen, go woke, go broke. You know, I have seen more than once, if I Googled that phrase, for a while there, I was pulling up stories that were on the top of the queue, like New York Times, go woke, go broke really isn't true, you know, and Business Insider, go woke, go broke is just something that conservatives like to say. Well, guess what? Let's talk about this for a minute. Can we talk? Let's talk. How about this one? Newsmax. Newsmax just came out with a story yesterday. Target takes a $12.7 billion hit after pushing DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. Good gosh. Can you imagine? I mean, this has only been in like a week. They lost $12 billion in market share. It says, since its CEO hailed DEI initiatives and a backlash for targeting kids with LGBTQ pride messaging, Target's stock price hit its lowest level since the early part of the pandemic lockdowns. Shares hit a low of $133 a share on Wednesday in early trading and has dropped for 8 consecutive sessions, its longest losing streak since November of 2018. It says its market capitalization has seen about $12.7 billion in drop. That's huge. CEO of Target, Brian Cornell, hailed DEI as having been a boon to their business. It helps us with sales. It drives sales, he says. And now it's led to backlash, according to Newsmax, which was already boiling before June's Pride Month for the LGBTQIA plus community, and calls for Target. Boycotts have been on Twitter, have been ongoing since mid-March. So don't tell me this doesn't have an impact. What's happening? I really feel like what's happening, if nuts is anything, is that conservatives have about had it. Conservatives are tired of just being pummeled daily. And it's not a question of, and I don't know of anyone in the conservative side of culture who's out there going, you're not allowed to be gay. No one's doing that. No one's doing that. No one in the show's doing that. What we are saying is stop cramming it down our throats. I mean, for the longest time, it was widely known that there's, you know, members of the community that are, you know, homosexual. Okay. We don't go hunting them down. And we also don't ask them to start mailing us pictures. I mean, for the love, when did it become okay for it to be force-fed on us? And that's the problem we're having right now. Conservatives are sick of being force-fed on other people's lifestyle choices. Well, they're born that way. Well, first of all, no, they're not. But secondly, stop force-feeding the rest of the world on how you feel about yourself. Gay pride. Well, okay, pride. Go ahead and have pride. If you're proud of it, be proud of it. But why do we have to have everything that we do surrounded by your symbols of your own feelings about yourself? It's one thing to be confident or to be the poster person for, you know, a lifestyle or a choice. But at the same time, there's got to be a cutoff. There's got to be a moderation. And what we're seeing right now is go woke is causing some people to go broke. Bud Light, Western Journal, has a story. Came out yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry. Western Journal, Bud Light may now have a lawsuit on its hands after shareholder values tank. All right, so lawyer Phil here talking. I told y'all before that I fully anticipate that at some point in the near future, there will be certain things that we will see that will wind up having major class action lawsuits attached to them. And that I also believe that there will be certain lawsuits that are done in what they call a shareholder derivative action, which is basically where shareholders feel that they have been wronged or had their interest in the company infringed or their values lost because of bad decision-making that was reckless, if you will, or self-serving in the boardroom. A shareholder derivative action. Western Journal's reporting that a group called American First Legal went out on Twitter the other day in what they call a fishing expedition, which it was, looking for disgruntled shareholders who have seen their investments flow down the drain faster than it says a barrel of Bud Light. So the beers, so basically what they're saying is the tweet was, quote, attention, if you're a shareholder of Target, Kohl's, or, and then the call sign for Anheuser-Busch, or other companies that are promoting woke things and you're seeing diminishing shareholder value, we want to hear from you. The only reason why a law firm would likely do that is they're looking for clients. So it says Newsweek wrote that the strategy appears to be to sue companies over decisions that led to massive stock declines. And I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Speaking of which, by the way, Anheuser-Busch, their volume, this story came out 2 days ago. Their volume has dropped 17% across multiple brands. 17% decrease in volume sales. Bud Light leads the way within the Anheuser-Busch family. 28% sales drops. Folks, you're talking about over a quarter of their sales gone. That's just unreal. And then some of the other brands are also down 17% across the board. But then you have to look at some of the stuff that's happening out there and realize that as these things are happening, and we know they don't happen in a vacuum, there are groups like HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, and GLSEN, and some of the others that are activist organizations that are keeping scorecards and telling you, you got to do this for ESG reasons and for, you know, DEI reasons and for whatever other acronym we can think of that guides the market away from what the market was intended. It's happening on a daily basis. But some of the decisions we're seeing, they didn't happen overnight. And keep in mind, too, that I think what we're seeing right now is they got way ahead of themselves. Think about it. All the displays, all the product lines, all of the badging and everything else that we're seeing just at Target alone, that's not something that arose overnight. They were planning that last year to be ready for this time. The supply chain meant they had to go out and place the orders. The orders then had to be manufactured. They had to be shipped. They had to have everything ready. They had to have them sent out to the various stores. Every bit of what we're looking at is 6 months to a year in advance. But it hit. And right now, boardrooms everywhere who kind of went, yeah, I guess so. Let's get ready for next year's Pride Month. What do you want to do? Let's do rainbows and let's make sure we have some tuck-friendly swimsuits and let's make sure we got onesies for babies that say things like, ask me my pronouns and, you know, get it all ready. Go ahead and get it all ready. It'll be fine. Nobody's going to care. Except they went to Bud Light and they put Dylan Mulvaney on a can and it caused it was a straw that broke the camel's back. At the same time the straw was breaking the camel's back, lo and behold, the conservative community was saying, we have had enough. And that's where we are. In the meantime, you've got, and this one hurts me, man. I think I've told y'all before, I have done something, you know, I've done some kind of work, some kind of job since I was probably 14 or 15 years old. Just nonstop. There's always something. Even in college, I was doing something. But my first ever true clock in, clock out paycheck job was working at Chick-fil-A in Parkway City Mall in Huntsville when I was a kid, all right? I was 16 years old, and I was slinging chicken and serving fries. Old-fashioned cash registers, the kind you punch, and they go clickety-clack when you do it. And it was a great job. I learned so – there's still probably things I do today that I picked up working at Chick-fil-A. And by the way, Chick-fil-A, the leadership of Chick-fil-A, those are some of my heroes in industry. I mean, if you go to the Right Side Radio website, rightsideradio.org, if you go to our website, we got a recommended reading list. And one of them on there is Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, his book on how he grew his corporation using values and principles. Story on the Epoch Times, dated yesterday. Chick-fil-A faces growing backlash over its diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Dadgummit! Although I will say this. Apparently the guy they've got in charge of DEI for Chick-fil-A, he's the vice president for DEI. Like, why'd they need that? He's been there since 2021. But what happened was there was an announcement made most recently in which he was mentioned, and at the same time, everybody's had enough. And so it caught everybody's attention. And all of a sudden, Chick-fil-A is going, oh, crap. Because all of us who are just sick of it, starting with the whole Bud Light, all of us who are sick of it are latching on to one more thing, one more thing, one more thing in Chick-fil-A. So some conservatives have suggested a boycott of Chick-fil-A after fast food chain was discovered to have a vice president of DEI. In a previously issued Chick-fil-A statement, the company said Eric McReynolds serves as its vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Chick-fil-A announcement was highlighted this week by several prominent conservative commentators, but it was noted that he was hired in 2021. Columnist Todd Starnes, I like Todd Starnes, I like his stuff. Todd Starnes said, so Chick-fil-A has a diversity, equity, and inclusion division, and that explains now the fried cauliflower sandwiches and the kale salad. Have you had, you never had their fried cauliflower sandwich, have you?
Oh, no, I never had it.
And don't ever.
I'm not going to. No, no.
As long as we establish we have some parameters here.
Correct.
Thank you. The chicken-based fast food chain has been generally well-respected among conservatives, says the Epoch Times. And I agree, they have. Because they have religious values, they have prior support for religious groups. And in the McReynolds DEI announcement, Chick-fil-A made reference to its corporate purpose, which is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. So are they woke? I don't know. Did they probably cave at some point? Maybe. I don't know. But the reality is Chick-fil-A is still out there. But like so many, they felt like it was necessary to have a vice president of DEI. Hey, let's don't be done yet. What about Kohl's? Boomer, does McQueen shop at Kohl's? Are y'all?
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she does.
I mean, I know she was super let down when Target did what it did.
Oh, yeah.
Like crushed her soul.
It did, totally crushed her soul. And now she's totally on board of not supporting Target.
Of course, it saved your credit card, but it crushed her soul.
Yes.
All right. Well, Kohl's. Kohl's is the latest retailer, according to the New York Post. Kohl's, the latest retailer facing boycott calls for selling Pride onesies for babies. Time for a Bud Lighting, say some of the people calling out. Kohl's is the latest big retailer facing calls for a boycott after shoppers found gay pride gear for babies, with some calling it time for Bud Lighting. The department store saw a rising number of boycott Kohl's hashtags online after conservative commentators posted about how it was selling a Pride onesie for three-month-old kids. Says it included a shirt with Minnie Mouse ears over a rainbow-colored flag and the words, belong, believe, be proud, ask me my pronouns, for babies. It says, however, critics shot back. I mean, first of all, I will say this. Some of the people who pushed back saying, you're just mad. You're just out there. Where have you been, under a rock? This is what retailers do every year. With one critic shooting back to insist it has nothing to do with Gay Pride Month. It's the targeting of kids. And the response was, a freaking onesie? Nobody cared until you demons started coming to our kids. There you go. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now, but I'm telling you, this is the deal. It's not just a matter of whether somebody has a right to freedom of speech. They do. And you know what? If they're a private entity and they want to sell that stuff, they do so. But they do it at their own risk. Because the misconception is that the vast majority of people are like, cool with this, but they're not. And I think really what's happening is conservatives have just about had it. And certainly when they come for our kids. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Let me go to the phones real quick. I got a caller who held on during the break. Thomas, Athens. How you doing, Thomas?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, Colonel, Dan Bongino yesterday reported that the movie What Is a Woman, which was a movie that was pretty successful last year, was going to be presented on Twitter for everybody. And they had signed an agreement with Twitter to do this.
Yeah.
When they reviewed the movie, middle management at Twitter decided, because there was two misgender scenes, the same reason Babylon Bee got cut from the old Twitter, they decided not to honor their agreement with the producers of What Is a Woman, and not even allow it to be broadcast over the gentleman's Twitter feed to masses.
Yeah, let me give you a quick update. You're exactly right, Thomas, but let me give you an update on that because things changed. So as of this morning, it was reported that Elon Musk intervened. He said that will not happen on Twitter. The movie will be allowed to be played, and we're not going to be limiting people because of things like that. And the lady who made the decision in the department that handles all those kind of things was immediately let go. So it looks like the movie's already out. In fact, I saw it being run earlier on Twitter. And What Is a Woman by Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire. It should be available now.
It's a very worthwhile movie. And a quick comment about Truett-Cathy.
Yeah.
I used to work for NASA.
Yeah.
We had a joint operation with Twitter corporate in about 12 years ago. And Mr. Cathy sent me autographed copies of every one of his books as a thank you.
Oh, outstanding.
Outstanding. He was amazing.
He was amazing, absolutely. Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you very much.
Sir, bye.
That was a good call. Jumping over here to the text lines, what else have I got in here? Tammy from Newmarket, they might can steal our vote, but we have proven that we can still voice our opinion with our wallets. Maybe they'll start listening to us. Stand firm, right side ruffians. There you go. Thank you, Tammy, for the rallying cry. John from Huntsville again says, hey, Phil, I recently typed in on the internet how many woke companies are there. You should be glad to know that none of the shows you advertised are on that list. That's good. Okay. Jeff from Indiana's out there. Oh, man. Hey, Jeff, thank you for that. And I'm glad to see you're having a good time with the grandkids. So Jeff from Indiana taking some time, but still has time to text us here on the show.
And he has his right side radio shirt on.
Oh, does he really?
Yes,
did I miss
does.
That? Is it in the picture?
It's a picture before that one.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, I'm seeing it now. There you go. All right, Jeff, glad of it. Okay. What else we got in here? TL from Huntsville. Oh, wow. He's just got the different picture. I mean, like, if you're going online, you're trying to search something out, it's rainbows everywhere you look, man. And then Susan from Elkmont says, new book I read this week, you buy, or new burn, he says, she said, I read this week, you buy your Bud Light at Target. You want to insult somebody? Yeah, well, you buy your Bud Light at Target. What do you think of that? But did you say, what were you saying during the break, Boomer, about Harley?
Oh, yeah, Harley Davidson now, they're not doing it, but Bud Light is on Budweiser cans. They're putting the Harley Davidson logo on.
That's confirmed?
I just looked it up.
No kidding?
Yep.
And it wasn't photoshopped? It wasn't like somebody punking us?
I believe there's an actual commercial already out with the Harley Davidson on the Budweiser
cans.
They're
doing all they can to get their man back on.
I think so, but why would Harley Davidson jump in on that right now?
I don't know, man. Maybe not the time.
No.
Then again, if, you know, they got paid like, you know, $14 million, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. But they're Harley Davidson. They don't need to do anything.
No. just go ahead and be orange and black and big and bad and let it ride. No pun intended. Well, you know, and listen, we're going to wrap this section up. In a few minutes, we're going to switch gears and go to Home Fries, second helping. Stephanie Smith, Alabama Policy Institute, is calling in. But I will say this. I meant what I said. I don't care if anybody was offended by my monologue, but the reality is nothing I said was homophobic. What I said was, stop trying to force your message down our throat. Stop trying to go after our kids. You know what? That's called parenting. We can handle these things, and we should. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.